curtain. Inside was an altar, the altar of burnt offerings, which was made of bronze and acacia wood and had a basin for washing. And there's the basin. The tabernacle was made of 10 curtains of twisted linen, blue, purple, and scarlet. And then it had another tent made from animal skins of goats and rams and leather over the top to protect it. Inside the tabernacle was a table, a golden lampstand, another altar, and the special place, which is called the Holy of Holies. And in there we had to build and place the ark. This is amazing. We made this from acacia wood and gold, and we hammered and worked the gold to make cherubim, these heavenly beings with wings that touched each other across the top of the tabernacle. And it was all made so that it could be taken with us wherever God led us. Then we had to make clothes for the priests too. Beautiful embroidered colours, bells, gemstones on the breastplate.
Where did you find all these materials in the desert?
Well, you wouldn't believe it, but the people of God gifted us all the materials. When we left Egypt, the Egyptians had given us gold, silver, and other materials, and we used those. The people knew what we were doing, and whenever we needed things to build with, they just turned up and gave them to us. In the end, the people of Israel gave us so much, we had to tell them to stop. Imagine a church telling people to give them less.
This sounds like an amazing project to be involved in. So God gave Moses the plans for it, but how on earth did you know where to start with putting it all together?
Well, God gave extremely detailed instructions to Moses. And then imagine my surprise when Moses came to me and told me that I was going to be given the job of being in charge of this massive task. And yet, at the same time, as we spoke, God had chosen me to do this job. Most importantly, he filled me with his spirit.
Wow, so you were filled with the spirit of God. But how did that help? Didn't that just mean you could sing in tongues and pray for healing for people?
No, God's Holy Spirit is the presence and power of God, so he can equip us to do anything. In this case, he gave me wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and skill to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and to set stones, to work in wood, to engage in all kinds of crafts. I knew how to do things, and I knew that God would help me to use the skills in the right way to build this place for him. And God didn't just empower me, he gave me a whole team of incredibly skillful workers. And he gave me the gift of teaching these skills as well.
Bezalel, thank you so much for coming and sharing your story. You have a unique place in the Bible because you are the first person to be mentioned as being filled with the Holy Spirit. And through that infilling, you brought great glory to God and you blessed the community he placed you within. But before you go, I wonder whether your alter ego, Mark Harris, could share a little bit about what you do in the week and how you have seen God empowering you for that.
I'm going to take this hat off. A little bit like Bezalel, God has given me a lot of practical skills and technical knowledge. I've done a lot of different things, but spent most of my working life working in audiovisual installation in all kinds of places and buildings. That is me on the left, near the top of the tower in St. Albans Cathedral. And you might recognise the view from the on the right, which is from near the top of Truro Cathedral. So I've worked in all kinds of amazing places, but I also in people's homes, fitting bathrooms, kitchens, decorating, repairing things. I've worked in some pretty amazing places, and sometimes it's easy to be aware of God, and sometimes less so. When you're looking down on top of people from high up in Truro Cathedral, and the people don't know you're there, I said to Neil MacDonald, I said I was sat up at the top of Truro Cathedral looking down at people and they didn't even know I was there. And he said, a bit like God then. But God is just as much there building a fence in Three Milestone this week as he is here this morning. And I'd like to share with you one story of how inviting God to be part of my everyday week really made a difference. So I'd installed a lot of equipment in a big office near Swindon, in a private cinema there. And I looked for photos, but I don't actually have any photos of it. But there comes a time near the end of a project where you get your computer out and you do some computer programming to make everything work together. I'd spent 2 days doing that, and as I got towards the end, I came across a problem. And I spent half a day working on this problem. I spent hours trying to figure out why it wouldn't work. Everything that I tried, the result was the same. It just wouldn't work. I read the manuals. I looked at the information. Yeah, I even read the manuals, Barney. Yeah. I read the manuals. Did my research online, called the manufacturer, and I couldn't work out what was wrong. So I went back to my hotel that night, frustrated, worried. And as I spent some time with God the following morning before I went to work, I realized I hadn't invited him into the situation or asked for his help. So there and then I asked him, I said, God, be with me today. Help me to solve this problem because I need to go home. And it needs to work when I do. And I don't know how I'm going to do it. Just help, please. And then I went and got my breakfast. I turned up at the building site. I opened my laptop. And I just knew what to do. I made a little change. Altered a setting. Ran the program and it worked. Inviting God to be part of my day made an instant difference. Made such a difference, and I learned such a lesson that day that inviting God to be part of everything that you do just makes such a difference every single day. So thank you.
Thank you.
And I'm good at fixing things, so I'm also going to fix your microphone while we're at it.
Then Moses said to the Israelites, see, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kind of skills, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic crafts. And he's also given both him and Aholiab, of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others. He has filled them with us in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, and weavers, all of them skilled workers and designers. When I read that passage, I was just wowed by what the Spirit of God had given to one man. These practical skills, but also this wisdom and understanding and knowledge and ability to teach. It was just like, wow, I think we limit God so much when we think of what his Spirit can do. And so I just want to encourage you to expand your imagination about what God's Spirit might want to do in you. Do just take a seat for a moment. We're going to continue to worship in a bit, but I want to see if any of the children, does anybody want to share what they have been creating? Yes? Come and tell us. Hang on, let me get your microphone. Who's going to speak to this?
We made a big temple.
So these two have been watching the pictures very closely, because if you can, I lift it up so everyone can see it. And if you look inside, what's it got inside there?
The Ark.
It's got the Ark of the Covenant inside it. That's pretty impressive. Well done. That's amazing. Thank you, guys. Max, do you want to tell us about what you've done? Can we show that to everybody? We've got a there. Oh, you got a big bear. You can have it back. Anybody else want to share anything that they've been making?
I made this plate.
That's very beautiful. Thank you. There's still an awful lot of creating still going on, actually. Does anyone else want to share what they've been up to? Well, you are really welcome to keep creating. Do you want to say anything?
I made a truck with a delivery in it.
Oh, a delivery truck. That is a very skilled thing to do. God gives us so many different natural skills, but he also can, by his spirit, bring glory to him through that. So maybe you're sitting there thinking, well, that's amazing, but I'm really not that creative. Oh, sorry, one more. Tony.
My friend.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you might be sitting there thinking, that's all very well, but I'm not the creative type. This message is not for me. So I want to encourage you to see the whole breadth of what God's Holy Spirit can do. Unfortunately, I haven't got time to cover that in one morning, because we would be here till eternity trying to describe what the breadth of God's Holy Spirit can do. So I just want to hone in on just a few other people within the Bible and some of the descriptions of what God's Spirit did in and through them, just to show you that it's not just about creativity. And first of all, I want to start with the message that Linda told us last week when we were thinking about God's mission. And she said, age is no barrier. And it is absolutely the same for God's Holy Spirit. In Acts 2, verses 17 and 18, it says, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. So who is not included in that? Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. So there is nobody missing from that description, I don't think. I think you fit in there somewhere about that. And the youngest person we read about in the Bible who was filled with the Spirit was John the Baptist in the womb. Even before he was born, in Luke 1 verse 15, it says, he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. And by the power of God's Spirit, his job was to bring back many people to the Lord their God, which is what lots of people have been doing this week out in the streets. And actually, that isn't just a mission for people who go out on missions. This is a job for each one of us as well. And Samuel, he was a young boy as well, and he heard God speak, and God used him as a prophet. So he heard what God spoke to him, and he passed on the message to others. And that is something that God's Holy Spirit might want to do through you. And then at the other end of the age spectrum, we've got Anna. She was a really old lady, and she'd been waiting all her life for the Messiah to come. And finally, Jesus was born, and he was brought to the temple, and Anna was overwhelmed with joy because she knew God told her, this is the Messiah. And she was empowered to tell everybody who Jesus was. So that's another thing the Spirit can do within you. He can tell you how to tell others about Jesus. And then going back into the Old Testament, we've got Joshua. He was a powerful leader, and he was filled with the Spirit to be a leader and to carry authority. King David, he was anointed by Samuel as a young boy. He was filled with the Spirit, and he was also given power to be a good leader. But also his worship was Spirit-filled. When he led worship, evil spirits left the room. And he was recognized as people who described him as the Lord is with him. Wouldn't you love to have that description? Other people describe you as the person. The Lord is with them. The Lord is with them. Wouldn't that be an amazing description for others to have of you? And then moving into the New Testament again, one of the early apostles, Stephen, it describes him in Acts as full of faith and the Holy Spirit, grace and power. He performed great wonders and signs. He spoke God's good news boldly, and he saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. And he was at peace, even in the face of death. I think only by the power of God's Holy Spirit could he have been in that situation. And he forgave his persecutors. And that is a very powerful gift that the Holy Spirit can give us, to be able to forgive other people as well. So, Ethan, could you bring up that? Oh, we've changed. Edric, could you bring up the slide? These are just some of the things that I noticed from the people that we have looked at today. So a lot of those are what God gifted Bezalel. As I say, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, artistic designs, engaging in all kinds of craft, teaching, worship. And then some of these other people, he gave them visions and dreams, prophecy, the power to bring people to the Lord and tell others about Jesus, to be able to hear God's voice, the gift of leadership, the gift of faith, grace and power, signs and wonders, peace even in the face of death, and forgiveness. So, my question to you, who brings those things to us? Who would like some of that Holy Spirit? The tabernacle was a portable temple, and it carried the presence of God wherever the Israelites traveled. But in 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16, it says, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives among you?" And then after the tabernacle was finished, I love this description. It says, "Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle." I believe that God wants to fill us, his temple, his tabernacle, with his Spirit. And so that's what I want to invite you now. If this is something that you want to know more of God's character, more of his presence, more of his equipping in your life, then I want to invite you. We're going to just pray a really simple prayer. We're going to pray, "Come, Holy Spirit." I don't know what's going to happen, but I just want to pray, "Come, Holy Spirit." So if that is your longing, if you just want a little bit more of God in your life, then I encourage you to stand up. We're just going to pray, "Come, Holy Spirit." The band are going to play a bit more. And we're going to allow God to just come and do what he wants to do. He is a good, good father, and he wants to give good gifts to his children. This is nothing to be frightened of. He just loves to draw near to us. He is a God of love, and his Spirit, part of his Spirit empowering us, is a revelation, is a way of revealing his love to us. So it's nothing to be frightened of. So I just want to encourage you, if you want to say, "Come, Holy Spirit," then please do stand with me now. And children, as I was saying, this is for grown-ups and children. Would any of you like to say, "Come, Holy Spirit"? Would you like to invite Holy Spirit to come into your lives as well? Because if you do, I want to invite you to stand up with the grown-ups. And we want to say together, we are the body of Christ. There is